Hi, and welcome to The Happy Runner, a podcast for all who love running and those who want to start running. My name is Roman, and today I host Sophia, a young woman from Budapest. And yes, she is obviously a runner. But before we start our chat about her running story, make sure to subscribe to The Happy Runner podcast, recommend it to other runners you know, and if you like this episode, please give it a good rating and share it on social media. It helps get the word out, and I really appreciate it. Thank you. Hi, Sophia, and welcome to The Happy Runner.
Hi, Roman. Thank you very much for your invitation to talk about my life as a runner. I'm really happy to be here.
So, yeah, obviously you love running. Otherwise, we probably wouldn't have this chat today. Let's start at the beginning. When did you start running and what was the reason you became a runner?
I started running in 2009. Which is really hard to believe that it was 14 years ago. And at the same year, I started high school. And before high school, I tried different kind of sports like gymnastics, tennis, horse riding, and pentathlon. But I found out that running fits me the most. So I found this sport really hard, but relaxing at the same time, because I can think about anything when I'm running. So running is the me time for me. So I started my running career at an athletics club, which was really close to my home. And by the way, it had clay track, which is quite rare nowadays. So I was a long distance runner for 3 years here, but there were professional races and I didn't find my place among these competitive sportswomen and sportsmen. So I changed my place to a running club where my sportsmates were hobby runners. And we had street races and street running races, which I participated on as a single runner and as a member of a relay as well. And we had a lot of great moments together. And there's another running club, which is the Futapest. It organizes cross-trail running races, which are in the countryside of Budapest, near to the capital city. And they organize every year a tournament. And runners get points based on their performances. So the winner of this race is the runner who gets the highest points and in the end of the year. In 2017, I started to join to these races and I felt really successful because I could stand on the podium multiple times. And the plan was the same in 2018. So I followed the previous year's plan and participating on these cross-country running races. So my plan was in this year to have the highest points in the end of the year. And finally, I could reach this goal. But of this story has a dark side as well, because there were one race, which was the most important one, because it was a qualifier to the cross-country running world championship. So my other plan was to be selected to this team, which went to the world championship. And I took it very seriously. I had a lot of kilometers in my leg. I trained really hard and I tried to do everything to be selected. But it was the dark side, which was the stress and pressure which I had. And finally, I couldn't be selected to this team. And this disappointment finally helped me to remember why I joined to this hobby runner club and not the athletics one, which had this professional races. So next year, I didn't want to go back to these cross-country running races because I felt like I should do my best. So I only had street races, which were running parties without any stress for me. So I can tell you that in 2018, my relationship with running changed a lot. I still like to stand on the top of the podium, but I don't feel really disappointed if I don't finish in the top three. So, but imagine, last week I had two cross-country running races because I missed the forest and the changeable ground under my soles. So I realized that I can run for fun on these races again because I felt free without any pressure. So finally, I can tell you that more than 14 years of running are not a few. I changed a lot and my goals are different now.
Okay, so you are the first runner from your country, Hungary, I talked to in this podcast. This year, you had the Athletic World Championships in Budapest. Would you say that there are now more runners on the streets of your capital because of this event?
Oh, yes, it was a huge event. Everybody was talking about it and watched on the TV this event. Actually, it was the 90th World Championship, Athletics World Championship, of course, and 2,100 of athletes from 202 countries came to Hungary as a champion to our small city, or not that small actually. Budapest is not that small. So the stadium is newly built and very nice. So it attracted a lot of people from different countries who came to Hungary and see the Athletics World Championship. But not all the racers' performance were in the stadium because the location wasn't only in the building. So the marathon and race walkers, so the marathon runners and race walkers could run in the city center of Budapest. So they also had a unique experience. So they, of course, focused on their best performance. So they weren't sightseeing, but they can be really satisfied with the photographer's work, with the background of the Budapest places, nicest places. So these champions trained on the street and they were shopping and sightseeing in Budapest, so everybody could see them. It was really interesting and exciting. But to answer your question, it's really hard to say that there are more runners in Budapest nowadays than before the event because the city is quite big. But I can tell you that when I'm running, I see other runners with the logo of Athletic World Championship on their t-shirts and jackets. But even if it's a popular event, it's really hard to tell you the difference between the number of the runners in Budapest.
Okay, but it's not, I mean, life is not just about running. You are also a swimmer and you have a big lake in Hungary, the Balaton, and you did a few times the Balaton crossing as a swimmer. How was that?
Oh, yeah, it was really nice. So the Lake Balaton is the biggest lake in Hungary, in Europe, actually, if I know it well.
I think so, yes.
So I started swimming maybe 5 or 3 years ago. As a cross training besides running, because my coach and me find out that it helps me to be a better runner because swimming and running are both endurance sports, so they complete each other very well. Actually, in my exercise plan, there are two swimmings and four runnings a week, so the running is my main sport. And every year, at least five running races I have, and the Balaton Crossing is the only race I participate on as a swimmer. So the Balaton Crossing is a longer kind of swimming race because the distance is 5.3 kilometers, but you can swim the half of it, by the way, if you find it too long. But if you want to cross the lake, but you don't like swimming, you can go through it by yourself, stand up paddle. So this event is more and more popular among sportsmen and sportswomen. Last year, we had 10,000 participants. And by the way, I crossed the lake 4 times, and every year is different because the weather conditions are never the same than last year, even if it postponed to the next day or week because of the bad weather conditions, which is very usual. And this year, it was the biggest waves that I've ever experienced on this race, but I could swim a PB. It was around 1 hour and 15 minutes, kind of like this. And I think the reason was it the practice I did for years because my technique improved a lot.
Okay, great. But it's the beginning of December now. There are still a few days left in this year, but we as runners, now back to running, like to make long-term plans. So, what are your plans as a runner for next year?
I think I have my top 3 goals now. And my first goal is to run a half marathon as a main race in 1 hour and 45 minutes. But actually, the time is not really important for me nowadays. My real goal is to stay healthy and run as much as it keeps me fit, but not exhausted. It's really important not to be exhausted. The second goal is joining street and cross-country running races as much as I can. And the third goal is I started to count the countries I've ever run in, and I counted 11 now, 11 countries, and it would be great to make this number higher in the next year.
Okay. If you could give advice to those who consider to start running or those who just started, what are the three things you would tell them?
My first advice would be that they should build their running into their weekly habits. So at that point, it's important to plan the weeks and find time for running. And if they do it, later the running will be the part of the day. So they will miss their exercise if there's time for running in their calendar. My second advice is they should start running step by step. So if they can have a reachable goal and they doesn't have too many hard running sessions, it can be a big push to go running again and again. And my third advice is a little bit difficult, but they should try not to compare themselves to each other. Not each other, to others, actually. And they should focus on themselves and enjoy their own victories. Anyways, if they feel like they can't improve based on their plan as they wanted, maybe a coach or a running club can help a lot.
This year you ran the Budapest Marathon, yes, as as part of a relay team.
Oh yes, I participated on this race.
Yes. Have you ever considered, or do you maybe plan for years to come to run a whole marathon?
Oh, that's a good question because a lot of people ask me about it actually, but I don't think so that I would like to run a whole marathon in the next years. Because once I had 30 kilometers in once, it was on a Sunday maybe, and I found this distance really, really long. So this is not my goal to run as long as I can, because after these 30 kilometers, I felt myself really exhausted. And as I mentioned, this is one of my goals in 2025. 24, not to be exhausted because of the running. So it was more than one day, but maybe three to recover completely from these 30 kilometers. So it was actually too long for me.
So you will stick to 10K, maybe half marathons, probably.
Yes, you are right. Half marathons, maybe my this is my best distance.
Okay, any last thoughts, Sophia, before we end our chat?
Yes, there is one more thing I would like to talk about, because a lot of people ask me about running in extreme weather conditions. So the most the come so they have usually two common questions, which are how should I wear my clothes and how can I have more motivation to go outside? So normally the seasons change step by step so the body can get used to it. So the cold won't hit your throat that hard if you run from summer to winter through autumn. And this is the same with the heat, because it won't hit you that hard if you run from winter to summer through spring. So don't let the weather to stop you from running. But maybe the motivation is a more difficult question, because everybody has different motivations, which has to be strong enough, of course. By the way, my motivation during running is thinking, because I usually do multiple things at the same time. I work with people, so I have to be social all day long. So my thoughts are usually distracted. But when I'm running, it's different. And I always hardly wait to run and thinking. And it doesn't matter what are the weather conditions outside, because I hardly wait to think. So my very last thoughts maybe are running is so simple. So just put a smile on your face and go.
Okay, I wish you all the best, Sophia. Thank you. Stay a happy runner. And thanks for your
Thank you.
time and insights into your running and your life.
I wish you too all the best, Roman. Thank you very much again for your invitation.
I hope you enjoyed listening to the episode. If so, I would appreciate you subscribe to the Happy Runner podcast and share it with your running friends. It also helps a lot if you give this episode or the podcast a good rating. Thank you and happy running!